I want to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
live. It is Friday after about 3 hours of messing around with a bunch of wires. And yes, I get the status, and I don't have to time it. We're gonna figure it out at some point. But look at y'all, it is Friday. Pray and Break Friday, May 5th, 2017. And Take My Limits Off is on the air live from the Westside Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And we have an outstanding show for you on today. Today, in the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Daniel King, alongside, welcome to here, y'all. I got company in the house. We got company. Folks might have come home every now and then. Look, we got company in the house. The one, the only, the pastor, feeling a little better. I'm supposed to feel a little bit better. The pastor, Cornelius Marks, how are you, sir?
That's probably the word I use.
Let's try it one more time.
I said that's probably the word I use.
And then on the end down there, it's the one who is a good pastor from the Second Baptist Church of the Brain, the one called Michael Bernard. Handles this, I said.
I'm doing, I just can't hear myself.
It's not going to happen?
No. No. I'm getting fine bacon.
Say happy birthday to my
brother.
Happy birthday, Dr. King. Happy birthday, Dr. King. Happy birthday,
Dr. King. Happy birthday, Dr. King.
Yeah, the topic of today's show is Praise Break Friday. What worship leader actually does. That's the topic of today's show.
We celebrate.
You know, God, that's wonderful. It's
just the celebration.
Anyway.
Right.
I'm trying to get this.
You ain't said be no link to be on Jim.
He just lied.
No, seriously.
I
wish we could do a birthday song for my brother.
Yeah. Anyway, so
Clarity. Pizza Hut will sing. Thanks to Martin Luther King. Happy
okay,
yeah, amen.
Thank you.
I can't say nothing.
We're gonna take a break. I'm gonna fix the Cardinals here.
We're gonna have communion.
And
do we have a communion? See, he's trying to take us to rest today.
I'm trying to fix that man's
okay, but this is our brother's protein.
We
get ready to have some communion.
Right.
Yes, sir, with some Corona.
That's one to you.
Yeah,
it won't do you.
More energy.
Yeah.
More cold. Yes, sir.
Almost 50.
Better.
88. Just can't wait.
Uh-oh.
99.
That's the slow version.
Yes, sir. That's the old.
That's the slow version.
Yeah.
That's the mixed ring.
That's
not the remix. That's the mixed ring.
So quiet in here, my dear, too.
You messed up while we was gone.
Oh, God. Yes, I did. We're going to tell you a thing about it's Friday. I'm going to fix this man's headphones and stuff when he's going to leave me alone.
What if he does that?
And we need some Corona.
We have some burritos, some tacos.
We'll be right back, y'all. Thank you, hello.
Hallelujah.
Papa Dilla.
Papa Dilla.
We can't not be sorry.
347-934-0546. If you are on social media, sorry, I'm going to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. I'd love to hear from you. If you are on Twitter, you can tweet the show.
Tweet.
Thank you. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We'd love to hear from you that way as well. If you want to email us, email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you that way. The live streams should be up and running. The live streams up and running. Ustream.tv. We click the Ustream tab up top and make sure we got something going on over there. Yes, sir.
We're just going to be on our phones. Huh? Yeah, we're trying to invite everybody.
Yeah, Ustream.tv. Do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Danny and Devine. You'll find us there.
Ustream.tv.
Watch us on Facebook Live. Facebook Live is now up and running. Facebook Live, Facebook.com. Once again, /TTLO Radio. Again, that's Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you. Looks like they have some issues on Facebook Live.
Yeah, they are.
I'm seeing it too because it's not playing over here, even though it still says we're putting live over there. I'm not sure what's going on. It's probably good old Comcast. That's what I'm going to blame it on because Dave's in charge of the internet over there. So, but hopefully that's going to get corrected for those of you trying to follow along with us on your stream. Sorry, on Facebook Live. Yeah, it still says video on the web.
Where he go? I need to reset it.
Yeah, I may have to restart.
Where you go? Tiger said, where did you go? Yeah. Raven said, what did you
go? I don't know where it went. We're right here. But we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. So, man, so much been over. Real quick, I got to address some questions. You know, I'm asking this, but I'm asking you this question. I can fix this thing over here. Thank you, sir. Pastor Parks,
yes,
talk
sir.
To the people, man. What's going on with you?
Listen, y'all, he had chest pains all over his body.
I wish it was only chest pains.
He didn't know how to pray.
No, you know, it was a rough road. You know, we got to pay attention to signs, warning signs, because we think that because we are healthy or never get sick and all that stuff, that it miss us. And I had a warning sign that Sunday. I told you guys I couldn't see when I was getting ready to preach. I could not read my scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was just the small print of the Bible, but it really was beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
It was the whole, you know, the sickness. And they diagnosed me with TIA, which is a form of a slight mild stroke. And so I thought it was FAU, just being fat and uncomfortable.
I don't even know what to say to you sometimes. I mean, it's like you just can't even have a moment, can you? You just. And look, when he speaks, but you know you don't went too far. When you
FAU.
You just can't have a moment. You just can't. You refuse just to have a moment. Just to get the stuff right. You just won't. Really. You just won't be right. I don't know what's going on Facebook Live, y'all. We don't see what's going on today. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So got many restrictions now. I know I mentioned earlier. Before that, I was on a big kick, and you know, we backslid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back in the condition. And so this was a big scare.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big scare, and I got to do what's right to live, number one.
Mm-hmm.
If I never been scared, I was really scared this time. And so there's a complete change of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just got to start loving me and dropping some stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Stress to get you. You know, if the church ain't gonna live, if the church is dying, if I'm not there, they were sick while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, You know, I got to start loving parks, believe it or not. Yeah, I do. And that's something I was neglecting. Yeah, I was neglecting. So I'm back. Well, not full, bro. Still weak. Get me on some medicine. You know, they put you on these heparins or something to to make sure the blood don't, you know, get clots in your brain. Then they got me doing these high blood pressures for 7 days. I don't, you know, to God be glory, I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have diabetes. I don't have high cholesterol. But they want to, because my blood pressure was up, they want to monitor it and try to make sure it's regulated properly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good, man. You know, we're worried about, I'm going to tell y'all, when my man sent me that text message talking about some, he had a mild stroke.
Yeah.
I said, what the mild kind of doctor? You go to the doctor, they say, well, we believe your mother had a mild stroke. And they said,
man, to be honest with you, man, they feel a suburban. Hey, you know something I learned? I learned something.
What you learn?
If they feel you are functioning, they'll send you home, man. If as long as you are functioning, they will send you home. And they couldn't even get me in to get a CAT scan. And I don't want to blame it on my insurance and all that. I believe it had a major matter to it. Because I had to wait the next day to do my CAT scan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... you never know, man. You never know. And but I'm grateful. I'm here.
Wow. The pastor, the cardinal.
Bless you.
Where you living?
Doing homework. Coming through. One of the problems I'm having is because I'm not connected to a library here. Trying to get books and stuff that I need to do for my literary review is hard, because if I was in Atlanta, I could get, you know, we have this consortium where we can get books mailed to the AU Center. But now, because I'm not connected with any library here, I have to go through AU Center, and then they have to send them to me.
Okay.
Wow. So that's a whole, you know what I'm saying? And then
we need to talk, because through Lombard, I can connect through other libraries here.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a whole list later,
man. Right. You just need somebody sometimes.
Yeah, somebody. You know, and trying to get, I've got an extension. Praise the Lord, Jesus. I pray my strength of the Lord. Trying to get this dissertation, this proposal, project proposal together. So that's what's been going on. And then just, I'll be out of town because I won't be in town next week either. Proud to say that my nephew is graduating with his PhD from Clemson.
Oh, wow.
And he's African American.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless his name.
And I can't miss that for the world. You hear what I'm saying?
That is awesome.
Yeah, he going to put on that purple and orange robe, and he going to put on a little tam. And I'm proud of him because at first he started preaching, and he was in chemistry. And he told me, I ain't going no chemistry. I don't want to be bothered. You better get you a job, because church folk can be thicker. So therefore, we're proud of him. And, he is in chemistry.
Oh, wow.
And I don't remember. Yeah. 29 years old.
29?
Y'all ain't helping me praise him.
Wow.
Y'all ain't helping. I'm praising him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I need to text him and tell him to call into the show. That's what I need him to do.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, he's pastor of Welfare Baptist Church in Anderson, South Carolina, and finished. He passed all of everything. He defended all of those things, and he's going to go back. He's working on his master's divinity degree at Gardner Webb, and so he is batting 100. He had a little hiccup there because he went through kind of a divorce anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, the boy is doing wonderful. I told him there's no limit what he can do. I know a whole bunch of folks. I don't know no black man with a PhD in chemistry. Y'all know somebody?
I was going to, not personally, no.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
These drug dealers.
Listen.
They got PhDs.
No.
PhDs.
And HIJKLMNP.
YSPUV.
YSPUV.
Look, y'all, we're going to start Facebook Live, so I'm going to do a whole new share thing all over again. But it's we good to go, we're good to go, we're good to go. So much stuff is going on. Look, let me say this. I am, and I didn't, and I covered that earlier, but let me pull this up. For the people listening on Blog Talk Radio, for those of you listening via the internet, for those of you who called in and are listening right now, I just want to say thank you all for the birthday wish and everything. Really cool. I want to give some acknowledgement real quick, because you can't see. Those of you watching on Facebook Live, a ministry, but this is, I'm going to give a scripture for those of you who are listening via the web. I walk on to this lovely decoration, and I must say, I am, can I use the pushy word, humble. I am humbly, yeah, because y'all don't like to use the H. You know, they become pushy. I'm humble. You take the H off. But,
hey!
Really?
Hey!
Really?
Hey!
Really? You just go,
yeah!
Listen. That will make my people.
Lord, Lord, have mercy. Shots just gone off the rails.
It's amazing.
We got some
good volume. It's amazing.
Yeah. There we go.
I want to know was
can we come back to the
Steve Wonder thinking about you when he made this song, or was it the Dr. Martin Luther King?
He really was Martin Luther King is what he was thinking about at the time. But I don't know what we're talking back there.
All right. Mama King,
anyway, you all, we are back live in Praise Break Friday 2017. Kathleen, been under rock.
Kathleen, hold on. Kathleen, the topic is Taylor's birthday.
Taylor's birthday.
Hey, short change, my brother. Today
we ain't about short change. We got a show to do.
We're doing the show.
Yes, we are doing the show.
This is the show.
This is the show we're doing.
I told you they diagnosed me with FAU.
Right, fat and uncomfortable.
Fat and uncomfortable.
Well, I say that's funny.
They call it TIA. I call it FAU.
FAU, fat and uncomfortable.
Fat and uncomfortable.
And we ain't talking about FAMU. We talking about.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So the question now, so this is, now everybody on Facebook, this is Act Like the King Day. So,
on Cinco de Mayo.
On Cinco de Mayo.
Corona Day.
Oh, right.
Taco Day.
I got to pull the history back up because we're starting this computer, so y'all got to be all over the place.
Burrito Day.
In the process of restarting the computer, y'all got to be up in here. Hold on 1 second. I got my history put it back on the line because y'all got me forgiven about my purpose.
Taco Day
over here. We got no audio over here. What's going on? Oh, there you go. All right, let's get that fixed.
Let me tell him to give us a call.
That's fixed.
I'm going to tell him to call in to the station.
All right, we're back. All right, so anyway,
hold on.
Am I just going to say something?
Hold on. What? Yeah, you chilling. Listen, listen. Hey, what's the number for the station? The name, call in. What is it? What's the number?
The call in number is 347-934-0547.
Can somebody put that in there?
Say it one more again.
Hey, I'm going to put that in here right now. I'll put it on Facebook for the people. Area code 347-934-0546. 347-934-0546.
Can we have some of our listeners to call in and wish Dana a happy birthday?
Yay!
I think that would be awesome to do for some of our listeners that faithfully listen, even when myself and Carter are not here. Just come and give some shout-outs to my brother. That's his day, I believe it's 47.
Yes, sir.
47 today.
47.
He's 47 today. Not good for 47.
47.
I tell you, good black don't crack children.
Y'all got to see this hat that he had on. I want him to put
it on. I took it off.
My mama would have said, lose the hat. Mama, is it okay if you put the hat on for 1 second?
Yeah.
This hat is, listen.
I got to go.
Put it on, my brother. This, come on, this hat is dead. I like this hat, y'all. I'm not even a hat man.
Look at my brother.
I can't believe y'all got my mom in the studio.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Now, I invited her to come on.
Watch this. I think it was for Thanksgiving. To talk about cooking. And she said, I don't feel like doing it.
They took it. Well, she had to come for this day. Because, to be honest with you, this day is actually for her as well.
Yes, right. I'm aware. I can imagine
your mom. She went through a lot of pain
and suffering.
I don't know what she said. What is she saying?
Password?
Can you
password?
Oh, for the Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Oh, for the Wi-Fi?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, but we want to thank God for Mama King.
Yay! And you know, he can say her whole name. What's Mama King's name?
It's Earl Denise Mary Irene. I ain't find another name. I gave her King.
Oh, okay.
You gave her no, that's her. Those are her real names.
Now, ask her why she got all this other names.
Mama, you might have a conversation.
You have a caller.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, not a professor. Put him through then.
Hey, you over there pushing all the buttons.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Really?
All right, calling you on the air.
Really? No, they're not. No,
don't call us.
Now they are. Caller from the 770 area code. You're on the air.
That's Atlanta.
Oh, we got two of y'all. Hold on. Caller with the last three.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
It's Kathleen. What are you
doing? Kathleen Savon. How are you, ma'am?
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. How are you today?
Okay. I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
That's good.
They
That's
took
good.
The heat out of Georgia. I think I'm in Chicago. I think I got spoiled down here. It's like a 50 degrees or something, you know. I'm like,
oh, that's Chicago weather.
Yeah, that's Chicago
weather.
Yeah. That's summertime.
Is
it chilly down there?
Happy birthday, and I'm so glad to see Cornelius's face. Thank you, Lord. So, y'all bless my socks off. I just want to say hi. I know somebody else is waiting, but God bless.
Bless your socks.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kathleen. Stay blessed. All right.
You got to pay the
cash. Oh, God.
Right. Talking about bless your socks off.
Well, go ahead.
You know, next caller.
Ain't no next caller.
I don't see nothing.
Ain't nothing good.
They don't call us. Bring it in.
Yeah, they'll call back.
Call us. Bring it in.
Hey, mama. My mama.
Anyway.
Call us. Yeah, mama, I just got a question. Do you have to celebrate today, too? Because I reminisce back on 47 years. And this is your only.
So I got you with something. Let me ask you something.
I remind you quite often. She says she's still carrying booty weight.
Wow.
27 years ago. That's what she say. She says she ain't been right. Y'all want the real story.
Ever since I
ain't been right. Since they still
ever since
Tuesday morning at 7:25. She says she ain't been right.
Those words. And she pointed like, that's right.
Those words.
What?
Oh, I thought something had happened. I thought I had missed something. So, yeah, those are some words. But yeah, y'all do it after me. I'm so glad.
Come on, y'all. Call in. Anyway.
Yeah, we won't have
to say y'all.
No, we need you up on the call at
the time.
I
got to say, she don't tell me when somebody
calls.
I don't. See, nothing. There is no 347. I don't have a 347 number. Okay.
All right, we need some callers to call in.
If you're already on the line, push one if you got something.
All right, listen. One of my good friends is all the way from Beaufort, North Carolina. Beaufort, North Carolina. That's Rihanna. And Reverend Curtis Donald says, happy birthday.
We got a caller from the 630 area. Caller, you're live on Tina Limitoff Radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear twins. Happy birthday to you, and many more.
To
another iHeartRadio. Happy birthday, my brother.
Thank you, Angela Johnson. Thank you, twin. I appreciate
you.
You're
so welcome. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Here you go.
Bye, y'all. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, y'all the best.
Y'all call in here. Shots.
Right.
Shots.
Yeah.
Shots.
I think we need to step back on the mic.
Yeah,
some of y'all sound muffled.
Muffled. Shots.
That's
probably
not.
I did
something. It's fine. Shake it in the back of my mind. I feel like I'm on a Clark sister now.
I need some more people to call in.
We got the numbers out there.
8-4-3-4.
Yeah,
9-3-4.
Come on, let's call in.
Alicia Henderson,
yeah. My mic just sounds like that.
Okay, well, it's possible.
It's okay for Henderson's mic today because he's not going to be doing too much talking.
I see.
We want to love on him today. We want to show him how much we appreciate him, his service. That he do at TTLO, and not only at TTLO, but outside this church floor wall.
Yes, he does.
I seen him out there, I believe that was Wednesday.
Out
in Central Lake, campaigning, doing his thing. Listen here, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
No, you chill.
Well, why are we chilling?
Mama, was he a bad kid? Because he told us many TV stories and all that he used to get himself in trouble. He told a story about when he took the TV loose.
apart and try to put it back, but he was missing a lot of pieces.
A lot of pieces.
A lot of pieces.
The format.
The format, yeah.
The format.
Now, the question is, how many whoopings did he average a week?
That's what we want to know.
Ask him. How many whoopings did you average a week?
He'll tell you I got... She can count on one hand. She just said she can count on one hand. I remember mom.
Hold on. Now, we're not just talking about backhand slaps.
She went over.
And buck upside the head.
Mama, you see how you got your legs crossed? Talking about that type of work.
Yeah, I got to work. When you hang him on your lap and you put that leg on top,
y'all mean,
he couldn't move.
But DCFS not going to come get you now.
You see?
Right now, it's over. He's 47. He's not going to bring up no charges.
I was not that genius.
No.
What happened?
Yeah.
Until I got older.
Where did you go?
Where do we go?
When I'm here.
When I left the house.
Mama said that was the problem. You got older.
You know what?
I just want to know, where did you go wrong? Because Evelyn didn't have to put the fruit fox on you.
Yeah,
what happened, man?
Yeah,
what was you disturbed at, man? I mean, what happened?
Oh,
man, we got plenty.
Oh, we got plenty.
And I've been extended.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Come on, give me some callers there. Can y'all call?
Not if I get that in every day.
Can y'all call? Log out when I listen. Come on, call
and wish
my brother a happy birthday.
Yeah, y'all sending it. Where the Facebook? I'm sorry.
Everybody's
saying
happy
birthday. There it is.
Everybody.
There it is. I'm sorry. I know I'm
the
wrong thing.
Everybody.
I'm just going to say that right now.
We can talk about these wonderful people that we have voted in as legislators.
No, we didn't vote them for
about this, and it's not, please stop saying Obamacare. It's the Affordable Health Care Act.
Uh-huh, that's true.
So now it's going to be Trump Care.
So you are you doing? I don't have a favorite card now.
I do.
Okay, then what do you want?
I have Jesus.
Okay, so
heal my body. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, Lord, you will. Lord, you will.
I'm done.
Hey,
caller from the 770 area code. You are live on Taking the Limits on Radio.
Nope. Hey, caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, hello, caller. How are you?
I am fine. How are you, Pastor Dana?
Oh,
get yourself and don't get me put out the studio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
You sure excited? Uh-oh, it's been rough.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's real church.
Dear Dana.
Happy
birthday.
She's still waiting on
you.
Don't do it now.
And many more.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I just called me out. You didn't say your name. You didn't say nothing.
Yeah, you don't know my name now.
I don't know my name.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Uh-oh. Tito, give me some tissue.
I'm sorry. I don't recognize the voice. I'm sorry. So you gotta help us out.
This is my first time calling in. This is Pat Lewis.
Oh!
That's it. That's right. That's right. Come on, Pat. That's my bowling buddy. That's my third. That's
good.
That's
Pat.
Mama number three.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Sing them lyrics.
That's mama number three.
How you doing, mama?
You good?
I'm good.
I'm looking for a good gospel choir.
Singer,
right.
She already is.
Yeah, so I'm sorry.
I'll share you.
I'm waiting on my Pastor Dana.
You know what? Lord, I want to go right now. It's time for you to go.
Speak it like you want it. That's what I want. So.
Well,
I'll throw that out there.
Happy glory.
Well, thank you, Pat, and I will definitely see y'all tomorrow in London.
All right,
awesome.
Well, you have a great one.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, my nephew, so he called him.
Say what?
Y'all be good to him today.
Okay.
Ease up on it.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We've been bad talking about for 40 plus years.
Oh, stop that line. We got a tournament this weekend.
It's
the Rockford, Illinois State Tournament.
Okay.
It's down in Rockford. Is that down or up?
Oh, no.
In Rockford.
Yeah.
Up in Rockford, Illinois. Yeah.
My nephew's trying to call it. Anyway, but yeah, I got Jesus because what happened was in the midst of all.
I forgot that is a question.
Yeah. In the midst of all that was going on, I kind of got lost in the shuffle.
Oh, and you said your stuff got canceled or something.
Yeah,
right.
I was trying to debate with them about this. I'm like, okay, listen, Jesus. You just keep me until I, praise the Lord. Thank you.
You know, and I'm going to say this. A lot of churches need to realize that about their pastors. But a lot of pastors out here don't have health insurance.
Yeah, right.
If they not buy vocational, right, it's hard for because out of pocket with this insurance, the cost of it is rough.
It is,
and even with Obamacare, they short you certain. You don't get all the services.
All
the
benefits.
Depends on which version you get.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
Because it's
silver to gold.
Yeah. But this goes back to what we talked about. What we talked about previously, there needs to be, it's too expensive, even for some churches.
Or
even some other churches.
It is.
To be able to pay for one individual health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But if we got, in your district,
mm-hmm.
if your district signed up for medical insurance,
mm-hmm.
and then now you come in with, instead of just one church and one pastor, you come in with 50 churches,
mm-hmm.
and now it's like, now you're paying a very small premium,
mm-hmm.
but at least you're insured.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you make that that statement, I've been thinking about that a lot, because I think that should go not even to our district, but to the convention.
It would start that far,
because
now you're part of, it's supposed to be the
part. They're not part of Nathan.
We're not part of Nathan.
We're
independent.
Are y'all part? We're National Baptists, but now.
National Baptist.
The big one.
It's two big ones.
No,
it's National Baptist Convention of America.
That's me.
And then National Baptist Convention USA.
That's USA is, we America too. No, America is the seat of the world. We're USA, the big one.
Okay, yeah.
The mother one, believe it or not.
Okay. So, it's a national missionary.
Yeah, missionary Baptist.
Right.
But now, that
part of the National Rush Baptist.
Yeah, we wish.
He said we wish we was part of something.
But now they do it. They do have.
Is it up to you to put your touch in? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Then we come back to the goal.
They do have
statement.
Yeah, but it's so much because they had through MMBB.
Mm-hmm.
They had something, but the premiums keep increasing.
Right, right.
Because I stand on the basis that when I first came here, thank the Lord, when I was in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
That I was paying little to nothing. When I moved here because of my zip code, something else happened.
Mm-hmm. We got two callers. I'm going to go with the first one I saw up here. The first one, area code 305.
Have we checked? I'm
assuming that you folks are legit. 305, area code?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, 305, area code. Caller, you're live on the air. Thanks for calling. Take a look at our
video. Don't work us.
What's going on? What's going on, everybody? This is James from Miami. What a good
hey,
Kitchen!
That's Junior!
Okay.
That's what we're tonight!
How you doing, man?
We're doing that. We're blessed the Lord highly flavored on today.
You know what? I can't. Y'all pray for my uncle. Y'all pray for him. Y'all pray
for him. We try to.
Y'all pray. But listen, I did want to give a shout out to Brother Dana. Happy birthday to you, man.
Thank you.
I pray many more blessings. I always watch the radio on Facebook Live. It's funny you got to deal with my uncle.
Listen here, Junior. Now listen, I want you to behave and keep on watching us. But now, listen, I know Junior can get a little long with you on the radio. Listen, we got 11 more callers. I'm gonna call you this evening. Answer your call, yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Carter. I will.
Thank you, James. Man, I appreciate you.
All right.
All right. Caller from the 864.
Yes.
Caller.
Is this Ella Anderson?
Hello, this is Ancoma Anderson from Greenwood, South Carolina.
Listen, this is my nephew, everyone who is graduating with his PhD in chemistry from Simpson University.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Go Tigers, baby.
Hold on, let me give you a little bit of that right there.
And come on, Anderson, tell them how old you are now.
I'm 30 years old, just turned 30.
You're 30 years old?
Wow.
Pastor the Welfare Baptist Church, where everything is faring well.
Yes, sir. All things are faring well at the Welfare Church. Yes, sir.
Yes. He will be marching, and his uncle is going to have on some stingray shoes and be the loudest Negro in the auditorium.
Not the stingray shoes, Reb.
You
stingray
shoes out.
Man, listen, let me say this, man. Congratulations. You're 30.
Mm-hmm.
You're graduating with a PhD in chemistry.
Yes,
and not selling drugs. Man, listen, man, you know what? I give God the glory. It's not too often that we have young men, 30, African-American, that's doing something of that magnitude. And you know, the first time people mention that, your chemistry, they think, man, you're doing something illegal, but let's do so.
I appreciate you, man. And, man, listen here. Man, what are you planning on doing after you graduate?
Plan on doing some teaching, man. I'm already teaching a little bit down at Lander University in Greenwood, and hoping to continue that as well. So.
Good. Now, I want y'all to know he is somebody's preacher, so I'm going to bring him to the Chicagoland area.
Uh-huh.
He's somebody's preacher now.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, he's been able to mix chemistry along with the word of God, and we are just stone proud of what he's doing. Do me a favor and wish my friend on the ether wave, Dana King, a happy birthday for me. Him?
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, man. Thank you. Happy birthday, y'all.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
All right, I'll talk with you, man.
God bless.
All right,
thanks.
I'll see you.
All right. Oh, man. Look, y'all, this has gotten good.
Well, listen, where is
Devin?
Devin? Devin? We ain't heard from you, Devin.
Devin is at work. Y'all know Devin has it. Devin got the full-time Devin manager by 7 buildings.
I know, right?
He's doing very well. He's managing 7 buildings, so they're driving him crazy. He's trying to train his folks. When he trains his folks, then he'll be here. Once he gets his folks,
we need some more callers.
Is it one? Oh, no, that's all. He just pushed one.
Oh, everybody out.
It's all good. It's all
good. Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway, so look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to give our chairs a case of breakfast and stuff. And,
Ain't nobody.
Aside for his recognition, because it should never be.
It's a hustle thing. Thanks to Martin Luther King. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I counted
I count it a blessing.
No, no,
that marijuana gives me a headache.
It does.
It does. I can't.
I
can't even.
Even with the seeds? So I heard.
Buy with the who?
Seeds. I don't know. That's what I heard. I don't know. You know, see, back in the day, with the white paper, see, I don't know what they call it now.
That's
you have the seeds in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about what?
See, I wouldn't know nothing about this.
The seeds make it pop a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You sound like you're speaking from experience.
Yeah, I know.
Never had it in Jamaica,
but I'm really talking on behalf of my friend. A friend told me all about this.
Asked me for a friend.
Yeah, his name was Corn. JoJo Corn.
Corn.
He tried it for himself.
No, we're gonna talk about this anyway.
So Puerto Rico is I do want to mention this.
So the funeral is today for the little girl. Is that today? For the little girl,
Samaji, is it today or tomorrow?
It's today.
Today.
So the 16-month-old girl that was found dead underneath the couch.
And so the grandma slapped her and broke her neck.
Is that the story?
What? Yeah, that the grandma slapped her and her neck.
Now, if I told you this,
no, seriously.
No, seriously. Is this like on the corners report or is this just about being sad right now?
No, this was on the news.
Okay, well, I all right.
Yeah.
Seriously.
All right.
Well, you know, we're not bad news around here.
Wait a minute.
Sure.
Grandma slapped her.
Yeah.
And broke her leg.
Yeah. That.
Well, these children must not be made out of stuff we were made out of.
Well, let's see, from what we're being told, they were probably malnourished anyway. So they had no, and like I said, they didn't have no strength.
Like elasticity.
But now,
you know what? The Lord knows. Good morning.
Y'all need so much help. Yeah, so that's where it is today, and
where is it?
It's somewhere in Joliet. It's in Joliet. It's going to be out in Joliet.
Go ahead.
No.
Alston, what's his name? The guy who got shot.
Sterling.
Wow,
that person got
no charges.
No charges for the police officer.
No charges whatsoever.
Yeah, Sterling. Yeah, I saw that too.
No federal no charges whatsoever for him killing.
Alton Sterling, yeah. That's crazy, man. I don't even know where to begin to say.
It's the weather.
Real quick, man, big shout out to State Rep. Lashawn K. Ford, the one who's sponsoring this event on Central Lake for the last 4 Wednesdays.
Okay.
Him and big shout out to the Cochran Grocery Store right there on the corner. We've been donating all of the hot dogs.
Really?
Right there. Right on
the bodega on the corner. I'm surprised they're still open.
That's part of their reasoning for doing the donations is to try to get themselves well acquainted in there.
Some of them are they're friendly.
Well, they were. They were out there. They could invite their family out. Because I said, Jody, you got a new green. So, no, I thought this guy out here. So, they were out there Wednesday and Thursday. I didn't come back out Thursday, but they were back out there Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and it was good, man. It was good to see that. It was so many people out there Wednesday. On that corner, it was cold too, but folks was out there. They went out there just for the hot dogs. They were just out there.
Yeah,
and it was good, man. It was good. And once again, during that time frame, from we got out there at 5 o'clock, and from 5 to about 6:45, there were no shootings, no violence, or anything like that in the area.
In the area.
But of course, right around 7:30.
Wow.
Right around 7:30.
And the words of Spike Lee, wake up, will you please?
right.
Big shout out to Bill Ellis. Who is the son of Bishop E. You're Bishop E, right?
No, I don't know nobody.
All right. I got a question, Morgan Park. Bishop E.
My mama says she knows.
Thank you, buddy. Bishop E retired, and Bill Ellis is going to be installed as the pastor of the Church of Morgan, as well as the Church of Morgan Park. By the way, have you all ridden down Indiana?
One
saw the building that Horace Smith is building.
Oh yeah.
Right off the 30 years.
Yeah.
It's
not a building.
Children.
Man.
I don't. It's a complex.
Man,
that's children.
Yeah.
Why?
It's ridiculous.
Children.
Why?
I'll say this, man.
What's the name of the church again? Will Smith.
That's Will Smith Church.
My apostolic? No.
It's apostolic.
It's another apostolic. Okay. Right, right, right.
I'll think about it in a minute.
Now, I don't, man, I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the west side, south side with churches,
mm-hmm.
yeah. south side is building churches from
yeah.
ground that you got Matthew Stevens about to build.
Mm-hmm.
You got Pastor John Hanna
mm-hmm.
about to build.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Horace Miller.
Apostolic Faith, that's them too.
Building.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Even go back to what was Apostolic.
Mm-hmm.
They built.
Mm-hmm.
Fellowship built. I mean, so many different.
Right. Fellowship is building now, right?
Fellowship is building now.
Oh,
okay.
They're not. They're not.
Oh, okay. Then, you got Thurston built.
Oh, yeah.
So many churches on the south side have built. And honestly, it's not too many on the west side that have built from the ground.
Ain't nobody building no churches over here.
I see.
Let's not. Ain't nobody.
The last church we had built over here was probably St. Michael's.
Oh, they're on Monday. You're right.
St. Michael's.
That's right. That's where I know that.
Yeah. That's right. Well, then it was Floyd. Floyd James, and then
I was talking about the last time I saw a church built over there.
Gospel Temple Church of God in Christ.
The last time I was that is down there on Madison and
that's the last church I recall being built over there.
The last church we've had built on the west side was St. Michael's, I believe so.
It's probably the most newest one,
huh?
Oh, we have a caller. Hold on. A caller from the 916 area code. Caller, you live?
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
It's morning still here.
Oh, okay. All right. What about California?
I'm calling from sunny California. So
yeah,
Pastor
okay.
Dana
what's
King.
What's your name?
Birthday. This is Dana.
Oh, hey, Dana Miller.
Dana Miller. How you
what's
doing?
What's going on?
Bless your bones tonight.
You have a wonderful name. You have a wonderful name. You must,
you must
have wonderful parents. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say happy birthday. I took a moment from shampoo and hair to say happy birthday to you.
What type of shampoo do you use? Can you recommend a shampoo for my scalp?
Optimum with Optimum Care.
I don't use Optimum.
What's
your name? That.
That's old.
That's old school. We don't use that anymore.
What type of products are you using now?
A firm.
Is it good for the scalp?
It's absolutely
hey, your hair's gone.
I know you ain't talking.
I'm not going south for the
world. You know what? I got to do that because we got company.
I'm going south for the
thank you so much, Dana. I appreciate you
You're
calling.
Welcome.
You be blessed.
This man said his hair is going south for the winter.
Can't deal with you.
Mama, I got a question for you. Where did you get Dana's name from?
Uh-oh.
My mother picked his name.
My grandmother did that. Yeah, my grandmother. My grandmother did that. Because, let me tell you why. Because, for one, I'm going to tell it. For one, she thought she was having a girl. That's what she thought.
Oh, okay.
And then the only boy name she had was Paul.
Paul King.
That's what I said when she
Paul L. King.
It's just Paul. That's all she had. That's what she said. That's what she said.
Bob, Matthew, Bob, Luke, or John, but Paul.
Hey!
I was so devastated.
She was upset. She was.
Now it's coming out.
Now the truth is coming out.
It's coming out.
She having a young moment.
It's coming out.
It's my life.
It's coming out now.
Beloved.
Are you serious?
She was.
Beloved.
She was.
So when I said Paul, my mother said, I'll be out there.
Okay, so somebody just said, Dana said, if you look in the book of names,
uh-huh.
It means Christ-like.
It does. I learned that about a couple of years ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
okay,
I just wanted to go to Sweetness name. That's all I mean. Yeah.
All right, so mama's going to name you Paul.
Paul. Yeah, it was just going to be good old Paul.
I'm sure you didn't do a name change.
Paul.
DJ, right. Paul.
No, it was just, no.
Okay.
Man,
I'm a noob. I don't know how to be
However, say a prayer from the choir.
Coming in her own way.
Yeah, coming in her own way. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that. So now, Dr. King, how's school going?
School doesn't start until September.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Wait. Uh-oh, what? Don't act like you didn't know.
No, I didn't. Now, all I knew about the offer.
Yeah, I accepted the money.
Whoa.
That ain't just September, though.
It don't matter.
That ain't just September. Now, okay. I ain't talking about it.
We know Jesus rules. Real. Real.
Yeah, they are.
They are. Oh, he said, yeah, they
My two counterparts.
But
if you
doctrine together can make me honorary.
Yeah. That is, right, we can find something.
Yeah.
Everybody else do it.
Everybody else lie. I've seen so many doctors and apostles and bishops and overcomers.
I
tell you. I haven't been to school since 1999.
Ooh.
I was one of the ones that went straight through. All of them.
You just didn't stop.
I didn't stop at all.
That was my life. I had no intention of ever going back.
I had all aspects.
I got constipated.
What? And just stopped.
What?
You know what? Stop.
See, I stopped.
And see what I'm saying?
No more.
It just stopped.
In the words of Lillian Lord, I could have made it. Dad!
That is exactly
what
you
want
to see.
It really is.
Yes, no, it is.
It is.
At least he said it right.
I stopped. There was no movement. None.
You know what?
Forever.
You know what?
Y'all see none.
This is the worst show.
None.
Y'all is the worst.
But you can't take my degrees away from me.
Right. Come on.
It's time for an
You can't take that away from me.
Yeah.
You really can't.
Yeah.
Y'all need so much help.
It kept going. So therefore,
y'all need so much help.
Yeah, so we're looking forward, and you being able to do my homework.
Did I
the doctrine in?
It's going to be in theology.
Oh. He's going to do a text of radio broadcasting. Now, you know what? That would be hot.
Oh, no, I am going to use the media aspect of it, absolutely. It's going to be easy on myself.
Hey, yeah. Especially reaching, you to reach the Z generation.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the Y, the X, and the Y is all
there. You know, we were X, remember?
We were X.
And
I think you were X.
No.
I was not X.
What you finish high school when?
They are arguing on the alphabet.
Oh, you will see what I'm saying. They arguing on the alphabet, y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody said Henderson, LaShawn Targetson. Hello, Targetson, all the way out in Kansas. Kansas City.
As I know, I do not plan on teaching. No, not in nobody's school. No,
he's going to teach in the church.
He's going to go over
to the JUCO and teach a class or two.
I remember the JUCOs. I was talking about my mama tried to sing a hello at the church house.
What you doing?
So wait.
No, can mama sing?
No. So, she called me this morning. So let me give y'all this story about how this works. So every morning, since we no longer have lived in the same residence, once a year at exactly 7:25, she calls me to wish me happy birthday.
Okay.
All right? And she sings.
Okay.
So prior to this Eva version, it was the old school happy birthday to me, you know, okay. So now the Eva Wonder version, everybody thinks they can sing this
Eva
Wonder version. So she called this morning at 7:25. I think you called on time and I missed the first call.
Mom, can we get a taste of it?
Well, that's it. No.
Mom, come on.
I think we should go. No. And you guys could get, you might get cussed. No. Look, so she said, get out the booth first. And then I said, now you know how to put you out the ground. And then what she said, they put you back on the usher board.
I ain't telling you didn't get a lot of whippings.
Huh?
Mouth for yours.
And I'm getting honest.
Listen, you know what? He got a lip on him.
I get it honest. I I get it honest.
Well, I know, at least the Henderson, I don't know where you are.
I get it honest.
Listen, uh-huh.
And
yeah.
It's not necessarily for love. My great-grandmama had no punches when it came to her.
Really?
No, but she don't say whatever
come to her mouth,
they give you a pass.
Absolutely. But now, remind you, that mama little spoiled. They didn't eat cheap hot dogs.
I know. You don't know nothing. That's the one that's with the court. It's okay. It don't do bad. You can mention the bad dog.
Hey, what kind of hot dog?
It was Kosher Best Beef.
And then what kind of cereal?
It's Rusty Flakes.
You don't know nothing about the black and white box, do you?
No, nothing at all. No, we didn't get them stuff.
Mama, let me tell you something. Mama, we sell some stores. Mama, we sell some restaurants. Mama said, no.
Mama said, what's that?
Mama, I ain't gonna lie to you. Mama, we've mentioned some restaurants on the show that he don't have a clue
on what they are.
Or what they are, or where they are, or what they sell. Question.
Mama don't know where Moons is at.
Hell, y'all acting like I'm supposed to
know. Western and Madison.
She don't know where Moons is. I drove on that other day and still didn't know where it was. So I still don't know where it's at.
We
need to take him over to get him a corned beef sandwich.
The man don't know
about
the
family
for my corned beef.
No, hey. That's the other thing. You raised all the
Negro. I'm going to Manny's for my corned beef.
That ain't
all beef. Stuff falling off the bread. Don't even stay on the sandwich. No.
Say like
we didn't go to the. I didn't go to them places. So, see, that's why I don't know. I only ate what my mama ate. So, that's it. That's why I don't know.
You did Midwest Chinese food,
bro. No. Mm-mm. See?
You ain't true. Y'all not true West Side.
Yes, we are. See? Tanya Parks playing Pooh on his,
They were strong on their phone.
No, he playing Pooh.
No, I was
playing Pooh. Playing Pooh.
It's his first.
It's playing Pooh. He up on trick.
So, Mama, is he a trick?
He a trick.
So, just trick it out.
But you still have my phone.
Go ahead. What you say? Mama, so no Moons.
No.
No Midwest.
No.
Did you ever get anything from Woolworth when they were on Madison Street?
Yeah, we went to Woolworth.
Three sisters? Or is it three sisters?
Yeah, I know. Now the store is the sister sitting in. The learner shop.
The learner shop.
Yeah, that's the
problem. The learner shop is the reason.
Well, he came along. All that was going on when I was in high school.
Okay, I'm in the learner shop, though.
I graduated in 69.
Oh,
Jesus
Christ.
also fellow Tiger in the house.
Uh-oh,
Tiger Strong. She went to all
that. That's what she did. They lived over here.
No, actually, no. He didn't live out of. No, because she shouldn't have went to all
the places. Tony's.
That's right. Henderson take him to Tony's.
Oh, that's the restaurant right down the street from the house. That's my godson. Yeah, okay. Restaurant right down the street from the house. That's family. That's family. Wonderful food.
Tony's
the
house.
Oh, Ogden. See there? Opposite street? You had him in private school, coming over to the kingdom, all these here high singing folks.
But Mr. W, you got this. Someone's using too much toilet tissue. Oh, my God. Then you have to be in the parking lot waiting on you.
You're going to hell.
I missed something.
That's
the thing. Hey,
you're
opening these old children? I tell
you,
second thing, that name is Miss Goggins. You know what I'm saying? As a child, she always told us
we was going to hell. My first date was at Tony. God bless you.
Look,
are you still with her?
Probably not. Probably not.
Now, Midwest Chinese, listen,
everybody
from the West Side know Midwest Chinese restaurant was right smack, right across the street from where White Castle is right now.
Oh, no, see, I didn't go that day. That's like Springfield, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I didn't go that day. No,
well, all the Orleans got over there?
No, what's that?
No, Orleans used to be way out somewhere. Did you come at Orleans?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So I went to, it was a jewel?
Yeah, we went to Orleans where my grandmother was, my great grandmother used to
have sugar.
And I used to go on me and five other people on the block.
Sugar.
We would go buy the sugar to put in the 100-pound garbage can she kept in the pantry. Full of sugar.
Y'all all had to carry it together, right?
We know we all went and bought the 5-pound bags.
But you don't get so many.
Right, yeah. Until she got the sugar hookup and maybe get it from the docks or something. It was coming in a 50-pound bag or something. Maybe a big bag of sugar cane. Somebody told her about the sugar hookup and we were picking up sugar like it was drugs.
Wow.
I don't even know. Sasha, throw it over your shoulder.
What?
Get
this help. So listen.
Back of my cabin, way back.
It's raised on jewels. Dominic's mom?
Yeah, with the Dominic's. Yeah, with the Dominic's.
Buddy Bear?
I've been told something.
Uh-oh.
It's been told to me.
Uh-huh.
To tell you, her granny ain't got nothing to do with this.
Uh-oh.
And happy birthday,
Dave.
Number one fan.
Dave, yes,
it is. Going to hell. You're going to hell.
You're not doing that.
So much.
We went to Buddy Boss once or twice, right? Buddy Bear, right. My godmother was his house.
Twice.
Said that was based on Buddy Bear. Buddy Bear. I knew the song. It said, Grateful you know, the whole lot more.
We
have Buddy Bear. I
knew
the Buddy Bear.
Oh, y'all. Well,
I just
knew
when it burned down.
Yeah, whatever one I was up to where the Walgreens is.
It's
Cicero, right?
Yes.
Cicero and
Fellowship.
We call it Fellowship.
Was that in this, huh?
Maple Fool.
Yeah. I don't remember Buddy Bear. Yeah.
Buddy
Bear. No, but see, now, y'all remember, y'all remember Super Pops?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I remember Super Plus. The Super Plus grocery store was so big because you go to Super Plus, and this been $50 Super Plus, you got 95 bags.
Yeah. Because you pay grocery. Listen, that's when you had to get somebody with a station wagon.
Speaking of bags,
here we go.
Yes, sir.
Even gas stations in the city of Chicago
won't charge
7 cents for a bag.
I keep bags in the back of my truck.
Man.
I keep bags.
I think about it, I agree with somebody else. I could just go and get the grocery and walk out the door. They don't know if I paid for them or not.
I said that the other day.
They don't know if I paid for them.
I said that the other day. I swear this lady walked past me. Now, I passed this lady three times in Mariano's, right?
That's my stuff.
I passed her three times. She had as much stuff in her mind as I had in mind. I didn't see her come in line. I saw her come out the door. Just walk straight out the door.
Wow.
I'm asking for the stuff.
Did you not
and
know?
Just walk straight to her car and was unloading it.
I said, and I forgot about it. Like, I said, silence, sir.
I got stuff for
you. You know, 50 bags ain't good enough for garbage.
I'm going to bless some people.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Bags? No. If you ever hungry, go to Mariano's or Pete's.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And just eat up all the samples.
Yes, sir. Or Sam's or Costco.
Eat up the samples.
It ain't nothing like a Costco on a Saturday morning. Let me tell y'all something right now. Here's my problem, though. See, when you come, first of all, and maybe I didn't talk to you, I was only a child, so I never had the experience. You have never seen it, right?
Because
it's okay.
Now,
did you go to the grocery store?
No, what happened?
No.
Because all my aunts had food stamps.
Okay.
They went to the store. They went to four different stores.
Okay. But y'all didn't go. The kids.
No, we did. About time they was coming back.
Right.
Hit the house.
To with the grocery.
Yeah.
No. I would see those people today. How y'all going to the store about the kids?
With six kids.
Man.
No.
Man.
I went because my mama, I knew how to make grocery.
Oh.
That's why. She would go down one aisle, I would go down the other.
Well, I went because I was going to stay with nobody.
You raised up.
I wouldn't stay with nobody.
You know, I ain't going over the house.
And I'm going to go by.
Please understand. A lesson that we need to learn today. You don't have to ask a lot of questions. Let time go by, and it will reveal itself.
I saw it when I fell before your very eyes.
I wouldn't stay with nobody. No, when you go to the store here, you go to Costco. You know they got the samples and the
samples.
And then here you come, and you got seven kids with you trying to take two pieces.
I know, right?
Now, I'm going to tell y'all something I know y'all play for the preacher.
Yeah.
Right. I would elbow a little kid in the miscues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I will kick a little kid. I kick a little kid. I got no problem. I will kick a child in the Costco if you try. Look here. I ain't got time for it. Especially when they got them little bacon wrap bells hanging around there.
Yeah, as long as they be
sitting. I don't know if I should be saying this.
And if I don't.
Oh, Lord. But one day when I was living on the west side,
oh, Lord.
I went to the liquor store on Grand and Western, I believe.
No,
no.
You
have to get some ice. Because
the best ice is at the liquor store.
Summer period is cheaper. Everybody was out of ice. But this one particular day,
uh-huh.
I went there and they was giving samples of everything.
Okay.
And I kept hearing something say, do you want to try me? And I kept debating.
Uh-huh.
So I walked out strong.
Strong, you were strong, wasn't you?
I walked out strong, smelling strong.
You were feeling 99.
I was strong.
You know what? You need help.
It's time to go.
Yeah.
No, I think Raven extended the show.
Raven.
Right, that was me.
I think Raven extended.
We need that money.
Now, what was your name Wednesday? I missed. I wasn't here.
So, if Marissa's watching, Bumblebee and Raven are from Teen Titans.
Yes, of course.
But she thought Bumblebee was Bumblebee, Marissa thought she was talking about Transformers.
No, Bumblebee and Raven is what that's.
Right, but Bumblebee and Raven know Bumblebee as.
What's Teen Titans?
Yeah.
Teen Titans. That's the young Justice League, the young Super Friends.
That's Cyborg and Raven and.
They're over there in the corner.
Yeah.
No, they're not just playing. They're at home, though.
Who's your character?
Uh-huh.
Who's your favorite character?
I don't have a favorite character.
She don't like nobody, actually.
Really?
No, she don't like no. No. Yeah, but those are the Teen Titans.
I like Spectrum Man.
You going way back.
That was my man.
You know what?
I'm serious, man. Anybody other than the people in this home, and probably some of
I'm being honest, it came on Channel 11. I used to watch Spectrum Man.
Channel 44.
Well, but it was
recorded on SNS.
Yeah.
He knows.
He's 44.
Way
back. Spectrum Man.
I was a Spectrum Man.
Johnny Socko Robot.
I was Spectrum Man.
Y'all don't know nothing about it.
That was my man.
Yeah.
I never got into no other action figure. But Spectrum Man,
surprise, it's okay.
I was a gunmaker. I was a thug. I was just out there.
I was
terrible.
The thugs on my block today were toys.
Not really.
They tried to steal mine.
Yeah, because they was bullying you.
No, they were trying to.
Oh, okay.
No. I promise. I feel like I deprived because a lot of times y'all talk about all these people.
Right.
I don't know who
y'all
have. I never. That's serious. Like,
poor fella.
I remember He Man or. What's the military man?
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Right.
I don't know a lot of that stuff. I'm serious. And I'm like, when the movies come out,
mm-hmm.
I feel embarrassed
because I don't know what's going on.
Don't know nothing.
Oh, that's too bad.
Nothing. Like, nothing.
We're going to play for your daughter.
Yeah.
We're going to see God in another galaxy so we can say, I am Groot.
No, what?
I am Groot. That Galaxy commercial?
Yeah,
I am Groot.
But that's all he says. That's all they kind of says.
He said, you touch this right here. I'm Groot. I'm Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
I am Groot. I am Groot.
You guys got iPhones, right?
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
iPhones.
I'm not an iPhone man. So
the bottom incarnate.
I got the pad, right?
That's what the pad would do, man.
So it really is because I try to have a conversation with her. I try to have a conversation with her.
Siri.
Yeah.
This is a tell me, my brother.
I shouldn't have said that.
Siri.
I shouldn't let you call her Siri.
I couldn't get it.
Honestly.
Andrew.
I want to know, am I the only one
yes.
have private conversations with her?
Yes.
Like, I just do, I just
yes.
say some
it's
things
just
to her just to see if she gonna answer.
It's just you.
Really?
Yes.
Man, because hey, I
don't
asked
tell nobody else that.
Is that just me? Thank you.
But,
thank you.
But you need
thank
to don't admit that to the public.
You want to, serious, listen, serious. What size of shoes does Shaq wear?
Shaq wears a size 25.
What size shoe Shaq wear?
She don't understand what you're saying, first of all.
She sure don't.
What size shoe does Shaq wear?
How the hell he expects Siri to understand what he says?
Seven,
right
feet,
next thing.
Seven,
seven
feet seven,
360 pounds.
You didn't ask for no profile.
I sure didn't. Yeah.
Okay.
But she said Shaq, like C-H-A-K.
I have a movie about a guy who did that. Yeah, the movie that came out with the relationship with the robot, with the phone.
Yeah.
With Siri, yeah.
Are you
the
serious?
The movie, seriously.
They're like, hey, Siri, how are you? I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah, but he felt like he had a relationship with the robot.
Wow.
And she cheated on him. We found out she was, like, with some other people, whatever. She was talking the same way to other people.
Now, I'm not being funny. I would love to watch that movie.
I'm going to find out what it is. You still got access to Netflix, right? Well, oh, never mind. Forget it. Never mind. That, skip it. Skip it. Skip it.
Huh?
I got Netflix.
Somebody wrote her.
Oh, name of the movie is Her. Yeah, that's the name of the movie, Her. H-E-R. Yeah. Anyway, look, y'all. It's time to go. Alicia is terrible. The Cornelius part of it, though, because it's right up his alley.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad movie.
I am Groot.
If you say
I am Groot.
They said apple is of God. The Lord lives in the apple. You do. Nutrition.
What?
It's no. Nutrition. The apple is not of God.
Let me explain something.
Yeah, I'm
about to
tell
you.
I know.
That ain't of God.
Well, I tell you that Sprint. Sometimes I almost told them that they can spread it up. They bless it as sure as the other day.
What's it?
They're bypass when I clap.
Was it the internet?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was just my phone. Okay.
Let me say this. Sprint is good to me though. I remember when I couldn't afford to pay my bill. My bill used to be like $600-$700.
So what?
I'm at my right hand to God.
Okay, why?
Because I was having hard times.
You ain't
with us. Is that the only phone on your phone?
No, that's how many extensions I was giving me.
No.
Yeah. So my bill was like $130-something.
I am Groot.
And so this
was just extended. On that note,
can one of y'all come on, man?
What?
It's time to go.
Can I say something?
This ain't therapy.
I forgot to say something.
I am Groot.
I am
Groot. This is literally the worst.
Now, is that a movie or you don't even know what it is? You just repeat it. It sounds good.
Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a Marvel comic thing. Don't worry.
Oh, it's a Galaxy phone. Father God, we thank you for our time to hear. We ask God that you would bless us and keep us. It's our prayer. We thank God for those who came out, those who sent with us. Ask God that you would be with us during the whole weekend. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
I honestly found y'all talking about Galaxy phone. Because I was going to say the Galaxy 8 foot. Thank y'all for the birthday. I said the bus is on the weekend. I'm trying to get back in.
Wait.
I got to say this. Somebody said the Holy Ghost is all over. Metro Peter is trying to be Shane. Shane! Don't you ever. You know that.
Metro BTS.
What? He said the Holy Ghost is all over Metro BTS.
This is the last show.
We're going to be after this. Y'all stay blessed, man. We got to go. Look.
that's it.
Oh my God.
Hey, this man said, well, the Holy Ghost is at Metro PCS.